Good morning, everyone. This is Denny Heflin and Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Well, today let's start talking about the county committee elections. Each year, FSA holds elections to elect one person to serve a three-year term on the county committee. The committee is responsible for oversight of the various programs that we have here at FSA. This year's election in Audubon County will be from the local administrative area number one, and that includes Oakfield, Exira, Audubon, and Greeley townships. Sherry Earlmeyer was nominated by petition this past summer, and her name will appear on this ballot. In Cass County, the election will be conducted in LAA 2, which includes Lincoln, Union, Messina, Edna, and Victoria townships. The names on the ballot in Cass County are Corey Anstey and Gary Ohms. Be sure to have these ballots marked and mailed back to us as soon as you can. If you did not receive a ballot and you're in those local administrative areas, contact your FSA office and see if we can trace it down or get you a substitute ballot. Eligible voters in these LAAs can include any producer who conducts a majority of their farming operation in that LAA, and they participate in FSA programs. Be sure to complete those ballots and return them to the FSA office by the close of business on December 5th. Any ballots mailed that day will have to have that postmark on there that evening of December 5th. So get that done right away. CRP participants, be sure to remember that the incidental grazing is allowed on CRP acres that are within whole fields, such as waterways or contour buffer strips. But remember that you must make that request prior to beginning the incidental grazing, and the livestock must be removed after a 60-day time limit. A 25% payment reduction does apply to the incidental grazing. So if you have questions, again, contact your FSA office as we can give you the details for that. Also for CRP producers, if you intend to complete your mid-contract management seeding activities or need to seed newly enrolled or re-enrolled CRP acres and are planning to use native grasses and forbs, you may do so now as a frost seeding anytime after November 15th. So you don't have to wait till next spring, and if you want to get that job done now and the weather might be a little high and dry, this might be something for you to consider. If you have questions on this, you can contact either FSA or your NRCS office. Remember, the DCP sign-up doesn't start until January 23rd of 2012, and again, there will be no advance payments this year, so there will be one lump sum payment paid in October of 2012. For Audubon and Cass County both, the 2010 SURE, or Supplemental Disaster, sign-up began on the 14th. If you think that you had a crop that had a loss of 10% or greater, give us a call. We'll put you on our list to do, and we'll see if we come up with a number that would give you a payment. So, again, just give your FSA office a call here in Audubon at 563-4261 or in Cass County at 243-1377. The interest rate for ceiling grain in the month of November is 1.125%. The rates here in Audubon County are $1.83 for corn and $4.93 for soybeans. Cass County, it's $1.84 for the corn and $4.91 for soybeans. You do not have to have participated in the DCP or ACRE programs to be eligible to have a commodity loan. Also remember that if you have sealed and you are intending to deliver grain to a buyer, you must get a marketing authorization to that buyer prior to delivery or repay the quantity that you intend to make the delivery with. Also, the same thing applies to those that are feeding sealed grain. You got to repay for that grain before you feed it. Penalties do apply for unauthorized disposition. I can't stress that enough. And these are severe, and your name will be placed on the list for 2 years. So let's not get caught. The last thing I have today is about the Women Land and Legacy meeting coming up. For local women, farmers, and landowners, they are invited to join other women from the surrounding counties on Monday evening, November 28th, at the McKee Community Room in the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. This is a Women, Land, and Legacy program. This program is sponsored by USDA, Farm Service Agency, and the NRCS, ISU Extension and Outreach, Area Soil and Water Conservation Districts, Farm Bureau, and Golden Hills Resource Conservation Development, or RC&D. Topics for this meeting include energy savings for farm enterprises with Dana Peterson from the ISU Farm Energy Center leading that topic, and don't just landscape, rainscape, with Rich Maskey. He's an urban conservationist with the Iowa Department of Land Stewardship. The event is free and open to the public. Registration begins at 6 p.m. and includes a light meal, and the program will start at 6:30. Reservations are requested to ensure available seating, so you can do that by calling the NRCS office in Harlan at 755-2417, or you can call the FSA or NRCS offices in Audubon or Cass County. And again, those numbers here in Audubon, 563-4261, or Cass County, 243-1377. You can also contact Judy Lang at the Farm Bureau office here in Audubon at 563-3594. So get your reservation in if you think that you'd like to attend. It promises to be quite a good meeting. Remember that, and please join us on the 28th. Bring along some friends. The more the merrier, and we'll have plenty of room and plenty of food for everybody. Again, that time is at 6 o'clock on November 28th. In Harlan at the McKee Community Room at the Elmcrest Retirement Center. For today, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Have a great week. Thank you very much for listening.